This is VOA News, reporting by remote. I'm David Byrd. Three white men charged in the death of African-American jogger Ahmaud Arbery have been convicted of his murder. AP's Shelley Adler reports.
The crowd outside the courthouse after the three men charged in the death of Ahmaud Arbery were convicted. The verdicts caused his mom, Wanda Cooper Jones, to say,
"You know him as Ahmaud. I know him as Quez.
Yes.
He will now rest in peace."
Amen.
Also speaking outside the courthouse, family attorney Ben Crump.
"This is not a celebration.
No.
It is a reflection to acknowledge that the spirit of Ahmaud defeated the lynch mob."
Yes.
The three men face minimum sentences of life in prison. I'm Shelley Adler.
At least 31 migrants bound for Britain died Wednesday when their boat sank in the English Channel. AP's Mike Gracia reports.
In Calais, France,
yeah, madame, monsieur.
French Interior Minister Gérald Darmanin announced at least 31 migrants attempting to sail to Britain died when their boat sank in the English Channel Wednesday. Darmanin called it the biggest tragedy involving migrants attempting to cross the channel so far. Authorities found 31 bodies, including those of five women and a young girl, and two survivors. One person appeared to still be missing. French authorities did not reveal the nationalities of the travelers. I'm Mike Gracia.
The number of Americans applying for unemployment benefits plummeted last week to the lowest level in more than half a century. Jobless claims dropped by 71,000 to 199,000, the lowest since mid-November of 1969. The four-week average of claims, which smooths out weekly ups and downs, also dropped by 21,000 to just over 252,000, the lowest since mid-March of 2020 when the pandemic slammed the economy. This is VOA News. The World Health Organization on Wednesday warned governments not to rely on vaccines alone to tackle rising COVID-19 rates. As infections continue to grow across Europe in countries with higher vaccination rates, WHO Director General Tedros Adhanom Ghebreyesus said the organization was concerned that vaccines had promoted what he called a false sense of security.
"If you're vaccinated, you have a much lower risk of severe disease and death. But you're still at risk of being infected and of infecting others. We cannot say this clearly enough."
Tedros' comments come after the WHO said that coronavirus cases jumped by 11% in Europe last week, the only region in the world where COVID-19 has continued to increase since mid-October. Germany's would-be governing parties are vowing to modernize Europe's biggest economy and step up efforts against climate change. They announced an agreement Wednesday that leaves center-left leader Olaf Scholz poised to replace longtime Chancellor Angela Merkel within weeks. The coalition would shift Germany's leadership a bit to the left after 16 years under the center-right Merkel. She did gain plaudits for her handling of a series of crises over the years. Scholz signaled that the country's foreign policy would not change much. His Social Democrats, the environmentalist Greens, and the pro-business Free Democrats are set to take the reins, just as Germany faces its biggest surge of coronavirus infections in the pandemic so far. After last year's pandemic-abridged event, New Yorkers are getting ready for Thursday's Macy's Thanksgiving Day Parade, AP's Tim McGuire reports.
New York City Mayor Bill de Blasio admits to being excited with the preparations for the Macy's Parade in full swing.
"It is beautiful to have this parade back full strength. It's going to be a magical, magical moment."
This year's parade will be back in force after last year's pandemic-restricted event. The 95th annual parade includes 15 giant character balloons, 28 floats, 36 novelty and heritage inflatables, more than 800 clowns, 10 marching bands, 9 performance groups, and, of course, Santa Claus bringing up the rear. I'm Tim McGuire.
On Wall Street Wednesday, the Dow Jones Industrial Average edged lower, while the S&P was up by 0.2%. The NASDAQ gained 0.4%. For more on these stories and the rest of the day's news, visit our website, reporting by remote. I'm David Byrd, VOA.